This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Major League Soccer season opens tomorrow with a game here in Washington between the home team, DC United, and the defending MLS champion San Jose Earthquakes. The game is expected to be sold out and will be televised nationally on ABC. The reason for all the interest is a 14-year-old player who is expected to play his first regular season game as a pro. Freddie Adu will be the youngest athlete to have played on a major professional team in more than 100 years, and the entire league is hoping to capitalize on that fact. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
On a green field in the shadow of Washington's RFK Stadium, a gaggle of TV cameras and photographers watch intently as a group of grown men and a boy play soccer. Among the observers watching Freddie Adu are correspondents from national TV networks, journalists speaking a variety of foreign tongues, and Tommy Smith, a soccer commentator for ESPN.
Well, he's probably, you know, going to get into this game very, very slowly. I think the big impact he will be off the field. It won't be so much in terms of what he will do on the field. I think in terms of the publicity he brings and the attention he brings, it's going to bring MLS to another level.
And the attention lavished on Freddie Adu has been huge. He's already known universally as Freddie, one name, much like the soccer stars in Brazil. He was profiled on 60 Minutes last Sunday. There's an article on him in this week's Sports Illustrated. He has a $1 million contract with Nike and his own Pepsi commercial in which he appears with his idol, soccer legend Pele. He'll earn an estimated salary of $500,000, a pittance by the standards of NBA rookies, but more than anyone else earns in MLS. In a stadium interview room after practice, Freddie says all this fame and fortune won't go to his head. His friends won't let it.
They always, you know, making fun of me and just doing the same things that we were doing before all this stuff started happening. So I love to hang out, go to the mall and doing that stuff. But now it's gotten to a point where I can't really go to the mall anymore because, you know, people recognize you and then, you know, want autographs and stuff like that. And so, you know, but I try my best to just keep my friends close and just hang out with them and just do the normal teenage stuff.
Freddie lives at home at the house he bought for his mom outside Washington. He's lived in this area ever since his family won a visa lottery and moved from Ghana when Freddie was 8. His father soon took off, and Freddie says his mother keeps a pretty tight rein on him.
She's always enforcing rules and stuff, too, so.
What are the rules?
You wake up in the morning, you got to make your bed, you got to do dishes when she tells you to, got to clean the house when she tells you to, all this different stuff, take out the trash and stuff.
Freddie appears to have an easygoing, joking relationship with his coach, Peter Novak. It will be up to Novak, a former member of Poland's national team in his first year as coach, to decide when and how to play Freddie.
He's a great guy who just, you know, came every single day with his smile. And then, you know, he works with these guys and they start to believe in him. They start to respect him as a real professional. When you get the ball, then you're going to do something special.
But in the next breath, Novak says he's going to have to be very patient with Freddie. Observers say Adu has all the tools to become an excellent player, but is still a raw talent. And teammates warn he's going to take some lumps and kicks out on the field. Santino Quaranta began playing professionally at 16 and now at age 19 is a comparative veteran.
It's going to be tough for him. He's got a bullseye on his back and it's a lot of expectations, but as you can see, he's a great player and he'll be fine. I think it's just going to be more or less the kind of players that are trying to hack him up a little bit, but other than that, he should be all right.
Major League Soccer has a small, if devoted, following, but the level of interest in soccer in America still pales in comparison to the rest of the world. The league clearly hopes Freddie can help change that. And Freddie says he has an answer to those who might try to intimidate him on the field. The best way to deal with getting hacked, he told an interviewer, is to score in their face. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.